In this bulletin, another weekend of COVID-19 cases in their hundreds for New South Wales. Meanwhile, Victorians are still hopeful their lockdown will end on Tuesday. And in sport, Team Australia starts the Olympic week with 3 medals under their belt. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 145 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with up to 76 cases infectious in the community. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says a combination of lockdowns and restrictions will be necessary to curb transmission in the next period.
So obviously lockdown, restrictions and vaccines, a combination of those things will help us live freely until the large proportion of our population is vaccinated, and that's the challenge for us. As I've said previously, this week, today and the next few days, on the back of health advice, but also in consultation with all of our officials, we'll be making decisions about what life looks like beyond July 31 in New South Wales.
Meanwhile, Fairfield local government area has had a reduction in the number of cases. However, Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says ongoing contact between households is still a key issue. And SBS is launching a live interpreting of the daily New South Wales Government COVID-19 press conferences. The interpreting in languages other than English will provide communities with access to the latest information and critical health messages. It's a national first initiative with press conferences to be interpreted in real time in Arabic and Vietnamese. The service will be streamed live via the SBS Arabic 24 and SBS Vietnamese Facebook pages, as well as the SBS radio page. Mandarin and Assyrian are the next languages to be introduced in the coming period. Moving on to other states, and Queensland has recorded one new COVID-19 case, a man who flew from China and completed his mandatory hotel quarantine. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says she isn't sure whether it was locally or overseas acquired yet. However, she says the case is a low risk.
So this is an individual who returned from China, spent 2 weeks in hotel quarantine, had 3 negative tests, returned home to the Gold Coast on the 12th of July. He and his family became unwell on the 13th of July, so they went and saw their GP and got tested, and we got that first test result back yesterday, but it was a very, very high CT value, so not a lot of virus.
And Victoria has recorded 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, all of which were quarantining throughout their entire infectious period. Over 25,000 tests were done in the last reporting period. Premier Daniel Andrews said yesterday the state was well placed to end its 5th lockdown on Tuesday night, and he's flagged that certain restrictions will, however, remain in place even if lockdown is lifted. In other news, 4 Afghan villagers are set to give evidence about a relative allegedly murdered by Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith, who denies any wrongdoing. Eyewitnesses to the alleged murder of Afghan villager Ali Jan at the hands of Australia's most decorated soldier are due to give evidence in the federal court. Mr. Robert Smith has told the court the allegations are completely false. Mr. Robert Smith is suing 3 newspapers over their reporting of the alleged murder in Afghanistan in September 2012, and other accounts his lawyers say paint him as a war criminal. The newspapers have pleaded truth defences. Despite Sydney's coronavirus lockdown, the federal court will resume hearings in person this week. In Australian Olympic news, Australia enters this week's competition with 1 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze, all in swimming. Swimmer Emma McKeon could become the country's first dual gold medalist of the Tokyo Olympics with a shot at the 100-metre butterfly final today. McKeon has a 4x100-metre freestyle relay gold under her belt, but is a contender for 7 in total, which could be the most of any Australian at a single Olympics. And the Australian women's hockey and water polo teams are also continuing their campaign on day 3 today. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation at the moment. 20 degrees in Perth, showers increasing. Possible shower for Adelaide and 16, much the same for Melbourne. Possible shower as well in Hobart, 13 degrees. A shower shower or two in Canberra, 12. Mostly sunny, 20 degrees in Wollongong, sunny and 20 in Sydney. Newcastle, similar forecast, 20 degrees, sunny and 21 in Brisbane. 27 degrees, mostly sunny in Cairns and similar in Darwin. A top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.